Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Today we start a new chapter, Babu Bayani Ma Yajuzu Min Al Kidhbi, the chapter on the type of lies that are permissible. Chapter on the type of lies that are lawful, that are permissible. So this is the beauty again of our deen, that these rules that are in place, and then you get exception to the rules. But obviously the exception now mustn't become the rule, as we did before previously in ghibah, that listening to backbiting, speaking or backbiting itself, how serious it is. Such a serious sin. And then Imam Nawawi rahmatullah alayh brought a chapter, Babu ma yubihul ghibah, those circumstances wherein ghibah now becomes permissible. And he listed six different situations. For example, just for us to quickly recap and understand, just some of the examples that he spoke about, the fact that the person is oppressed. Person now needs to take the case to a higher authority. Now he has to go and relate the situation. This won't be regarded as ghibah. Now you're speaking bad about someone else because he is the oppressed person. Or for example, there is a situation where the great, great muhaddisin are doing naqt of the narrators of the hadith. In other words, they're doing jarah ta'adil. They are examining the narrators of hadith and they're commenting on the ability to retain, the ability of honesty, how good they are, any faults that they may be in there. Why? Because this is a means of protecting the science of hadith. We won't say that these muhaddisin are making ghibat about the other muhaddisin. Why? Because it is necessary. Or a person is a fraudster, a person is a rogue, he's taking the whole town for the ride. Now to inform people about this type of person now becomes permissible, it won't be ghibat. Like that you'll find, if a person is affecting the deen, the aqaid, the aqidah of the people, now to warn the people that be careful of this type of person, that also becomes important. So therefore you'll find there'll be certain rules and there'll be exceptions to the rules. Before this we did the seriousness, the harm, the prohibition of speaking lies. Now Imam Nawawi rahmatullah alayhi has brought certain circumstances that permit a person speaking what would normally be regarded as lies. So he brings it, so we'll just do this today, inshallah, the rules that he has brought here. So he says, although lying is essentially prohibited, it is permitted in certain situations with certain preconditions which I have explained in Kitabul Azkar. In brief, speech is a mean for attaining certain objectives. Speech is a means, is a wasila for obtaining certain objectives. If any praiseworthy objective can be achieved without lying, then lying becomes forbidden. In other words, the person can reach that praiseworthy objective, not any objective, a praiseworthy objective, and it can be reached without lying. We'll give some examples this time. And it can be reached without lying, then it is forbidden. Now it is haram to speak lies. You can't use lies and say you're applying the exception. If it can only be achieved by lying, then lying will be permissible. We'll give some examples this time. If it can only be achieved by speaking lies, then that praiseworthy objective now becomes permissible by lying. If the achievement of that objective is lawful, then lying will be lawful. In other words, if it's something that is permissible, that praiseworthy objective, then lying will become permissible. If the achievement of that objective is wajib, then lying will become wajib. So if a Muslim conceals himself from a tyrant who wants to kill him or take away his property, and conceals his property, and another person is asked about him, then it is wajib to lie in order to conceal him. You know that there's a thief that's looking for a certain person. He wants to go and hijack him. He wants to rob him. And now he's coming and he's asking you that, where is this person? So you know exactly where he is. You say, no, I don't know. At that time you spoke a lie, but what, it was for some praiseworthy objective. You're saving your Muslim brother from some harm. Somebody comes to rob you and he's asking you how much money you got. So you put your hand in your right pocket and you take out 200 rand. You say, this is all I got. But the meanwhile in the back pocket you've got 1,000 rand. And you're telling him, this is all I got. This won't be a lie. Because now that person is doing some type of oppression. So this is what Shariat is teaching us. So beautiful. It's giving us everything in perspective. So if a tyrant wants to kill somebody or take away his property and he conceals his property, another person is asked about it, it is wajib to lie to conceal him. In other words, now it becomes wajib for you to protect your brother. So it's wajib for you to speak a lie in this situation. Similarly, if he has trust in his possession and a tyrant wants to take it away, somebody left some money with you, somebody left some goods with you, and now someone else wants to come and steal it. So now you start speaking lies to hide and make stories that I don't have anything by me, I don't know what you're talking about. But to protect somebody else's goods, somebody else's possession that you have with you, in that situation, you are allowed to speak a lie. It is wajib, obligatory, in order to conceal it. The most cautious and best approach, Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi is telling us, which is a cautious route we can take to achieve this. We're trying to protect somebody's life, we're trying to protect somebody's property, but there's one safe route that we can do without speaking a direct lie. Without speaking a direct lie, there's a safe route that we can do. The most cautious and best approach is for him to use tawriyah. Tawriyah means to utilize such words which are not lies in relation to him, but may be appear to be lies on the face of it. Tawriyah means that person is using such words, I'll give a few examples just now, that the person listening takes a different meaning. Person listening takes a different meaning, but the person that is saying it is intending something else. Certain that is saying it, he is intending something else, and the person that is listening is taking a different meaning to what is being said. Even if he avoids storia and tells a lie in such a situation, it will not be forbidden. If a person doesn't use storia, storia as I explained, person is saying something, the person that's hearing it is taking one meaning, and the person that is saying it means something else. So ulama proved the permissible. So what Imam Nawawi rahmatullah is saying, if a person doesn't use this method, he goes to direct lie, that what we normally would say is a direct lie, then also it will be permissible. Why? Because the person is reaching a praiseworthy objective. In one case he's saving his brother, in one case he's saving someone's possessions, in one case he's saving himself, for example. Then now it's something that is praiseworthy, and he can't reach that without lying. So he says, even if a person can't use the storia where he speaks something that gives a different meaning to what he intends, then also for him to speak a direct lie, there's no problem with that. Scholars, ulama approved the permissibility of telling a lie in such a situation on the basis of the hadith of Umm Kulthum radiallahu ta'ala anha, who heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, the person who strives to reconcile between people by causing good or saying good is not a liar. In Muslim Sharif, these words are added. Umm Kulthum radiallahu ta'ala anha said, I did not hear him, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, granting concession in regard to what people say, except in three cases, namely a war, situation of war, where a person now is not going to give all the secrets away. A person is going to deceive. It's a situation of war with the kuffar, with the disbelievers, etc. Number one. Number two, reconciling between people. And number three, the words of a husband to his wife and a wife to her husband. So the first situation we explain, war, reconciling between people. I go to, for example, one person, Muhammad, and I tell him, you know what, Ibrahim is speaking very highly of you. Why? Because I know Muhammad and Ibrahim, they're not talking to each other. I'm trying to reconcile between them. So I'm telling Muhammad that Ibrahim is speaking very high about you, and he got very good words about you. Meanwhile, he hasn't said anything. And then I go to Ibrahim and I say, Muhammad is speaking very good words and very high words. He's praising you. So now he starts feeling good about him. That malice, that jealousy, that enmity that's there starts coming out. But what method I'm using? I'm saying something that's not true. In this situation, to reconcile between two people, and like that, the words of a husband to the wife, not all words, specific words. For example, the husband tells the wife, you're so beautiful, you're the prettiest woman in the world, but in his mind, he don't even like how she looks, but he's just saying that to throw her up, so to speak. Shariat allows for this. Why? Because now it creates love and muhabbat between husband and wife. That food, it must be so salty, it's not nice, but he tells her that food is very tasty. Allah Ta'ala bless you. He starts making dua for her. There's no harm. Why? Because it's really a good objective, something that's creating muhabbat between husband and wife. But the person also must be intelligent how he uses it. There's one famous incident, ulama explained, and they mentioned this, is that one day one husband heard the Maulana in the masjid saying this incident, that it's okay for you to say these things, even if that food is not nice or it's nice, and it's good to create muhabbat between husband and wife. So when he went home and the food was served, so he started praising his wife one way. This is the best food you ever cooked, and you can't get tastier food than this. I'm so impressed with your food. So the wife started crying. So he asked her that, why are you crying? He said that today the food came from the neighbor's house. You praised her so much. You never ever praised me like how you praised the neighbor's wife. So therefore a man has to be careful who he's praising and what he's saying. We explain the example of Toria. On the occasion of Hijrat, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu were traveling. And we know that the kuffar were looking for them, or they were trying to apprehend and catch them. So the plan that they had used was to stay in Ghari Thor, which is very near Makkah Mukarramah, stay there for 3 days. So when the enemy look and they can't seem to find them, they'll give up. And then Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used the coastal route also to reach Medina, then used the normal route that they would use. So this was the plan that they had used. Such an extent the kuffar were pursuing and looking for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is they had a mashura that anybody brings the head of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or brings him alive or dead, will get 100 camels. And those days 100 camels was, like we can see, a few $100,000 is the reward for a person that can do this, bring Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam dead or alive. So there were few greedy people that were doing this, actually going out to look for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so they could get this. Now, Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu was traveling with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu would frequently travel, so the people in the different areas that they were traveling knew him. So when they were asking Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, who is this person with you? So he would give this reply, هذا الرجل يهديني الطريق, that this is a man that is showing me the road. Now outwardly what he's saying that this is the man that is showing me the road. So the person that is listening is taking one meaning. So those people that were there asking the question, they would think that this person is a guide. But Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam really was a guide. The meaning that Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu took was another meaning. It was the meaning that this man is my guide to akhirat. This man is my guide to Jannah. So that's the meaning he took, but he used words that was not a direct lie. So this is what we refer to as Tawriya. What Imam Nawawi rahmatullah alayhi is saying is one incident of the time of the British. They were looking for him. They were looking for him and they were pursuing. They knew that this person is a very influential person in the Muslim community. So they were told more or less where his whereabouts were. So when they came there, Maulana had come out wearing a vest. It was a hot day, wearing a vest. He was a small built person also. And he came, so they saw one bichara with a lungi and one vest. So they expected to see one big personality, big shakhsiyat. So they told him that they're looking for Maulana. So what he did was, he took a few steps. He went, he says, just now he was here. Just now he was here and he went away from here. So these people also started looking. That man was there and he went away. So they thought he left, and they went away to look for him and find him. But all Maulana did was, he took a few steps away and he said, just now he was here. What he, Maulana didn't speak a lie. This is what you call Tawriya. They took another meaning and Maulana intended something else. So he saved himself from lying. So this is what Imam Nawawi rahmatullah is saying, is a precautious route to take when a person is reaching this objective. And if there's no objective like this, then for a person to say this now becomes lies. So a person has to be very, very careful. This is the beautiful balance of Shariat. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursalin, walhamdulillahi